I kind of wanted a little bit of a lesson today. You might notice I wrote three words up here on the board. And I want you to think about it. And I think as far as we're concerned, serving God, and of course with Dustin's lesson just before, I think we need to think about some things very seriously from a Christian standpoint. And I wrote the word do up there. Now, I think that is a word that we need to understand as far as our serving God. And you might begin by turning to Matthew chapter 7. And in chapter 7, a very familiar passage we use a lot. And look at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Think about that verse and how strong it is with that word doeth. And we're all subject to that word. You know, when we think about it, we must live till we die. The next thing is, we must die. And the next thing is, we must be judged. We cannot escape it. It's evident. And so what he has said here in this verse 21 is so important that we get a hold of it. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What are we to do? The will of God. Now we might go ahead and read here, verse 22 and 23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know, when Jesus come to this earth, I want you to think about it. When Jesus come to this earth, turn over to the Gospel of John a minute, chapter 6. And I want you to look in chapter 6 at verse 38. For I come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. So when we look and think about Jesus, here he makes the statement, I come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. He is our example then of doing God's will. And so we need also to be very concerned about doing the will of God, and we need to learn what that will is and obey that will. I'd like for you to, if you don't care, go back to Matthew again. And this time, let's go to chapter 26. In chapter 26, I want us to look at a couple of verses, and this had to do with the time that Jesus was praying before his crucifixion. In chapter 26, look at verse 39 first. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. In other words, here, he's praying. Let this cup pass from me. Crucifixion. But he said, not my will, but your will. He was sent to do that. You know, you might notice before he's through with this, look at verse 42. In verse 42, he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Jesus set the example for us, serving and doing the will of God. And then, as we read earlier in chapter 7 and verse 21, we must do the will of the Father. If we expect the right do later. Well, you know, there's a verse that always kept in my mind, and I know it has some of yours. You know, you go back to Ecclesiastes. It's one of those verses that you just can't get away from in Ecclesiastes. Turn back to the last chapter of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. And look at that verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. As we look at it, then what? Here I think we have it impressed upon us. We're to hear the conclusion of the whole matter and fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now I realize there are many things, as Dustin presented to us, that causes man to go in different directions and be influenced in different ways. But here we see, and of course you read 14 with that, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That judgment scene then that we will be in, we will see judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. You may have hid it from your wife or hid it from your husband. You may have hid it from your parents, but you have not hid it from God. You know, there's a verse in Peter. Turn with me to Peter. You know, when you think about it, in Peter, makes it known and he makes it known the fact that we are going to be judged and there is no secret thing. It'll all be brought out before him. He knows. Look in chapter 4 and verse 17. It said, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator." What's that verse? Well doing. You know, we need to think about that verse. Well doing. I want us to go to James a minute. In James, the first chapter, and let's look at verse 22 through verse 25. Now, we're thinking concerning the doing. "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful here, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." Be a doer. We need to be doers. You know, we can't escape it. You know, heaven has doers in it. Did you know that? Turn back to Matthew a minute. This time, let's go to chapter 6 in Matthew. In chapter 6, let's go to verse 10. And on this occasion, Jesus was teaching the apostles how to pray. And they were concerned about prayer, and they were wanting to know. And look at verse 10. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." As Jesus was teaching them how to pray, they are to pray here that the kingdom come. Of course, it hadn't come just yet. "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Heaven, they were doers in heaven. You know, we don't normally think of that. There's a couple of scriptures that kind of bothered me as I was studying that lesson, and it has to do with angels. You know, we always think of angels as being perfect and clear. Well, here I think the idea is heaven is doers they are doers in heaven, doing God's will. But there is a couple of passages that make you wonder about it. Turn back to 2 Peter again. In 2 Peter, this time I want you to go to chapter 2. And I don't know, I could not come up with a lot on that, but I want you to look at that anyway. Chapter 2, 2 Peter and verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. God's judgment then. We need to be concerned. You know, there's another verse on that. And that has to do with the book of Jude, since I've already brought that out. Turn to the book of Jude just a moment. In chapter 6, or verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains, under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. Where do we stand today? You know, we must be doers. We must obey God and His will and what He has taught us. I want us to look at another scripture here in just a minute. I want us to go to the Gospel of John. You could almost spend a whole time in the Gospel of John. But let's just look at chapter 14 a minute. And look at verse 15. Says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Here Jesus said that. If you love me, keep my commandments. We need to keep his commandments. We need to obey them. You know, you turn to Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 5. Listen as I read that. Verse 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. What? He learned obedience by the things he suffered. And then he says, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. We will stand in judgment. And it'll be judgment by His will and His word. We need to obey it. We need to be doers of it. We could just read verse after verse that tells us about doing His word. Let's go back again to the Gospel of John. Let's go to chapter 5. In chapter 5, I want us to read verse 39 and 40. It says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. Here we see he's talking about the love of God. We must come to him with the love in our heart. And the love that we have is to do his will. We're not to substitute anything. And we're not to allow other things to be involved in our separation. There's one thing that I think most people don't realize, that we must be a doer of his will and serving him, even if we expect God to hear our prayers. That's a verse that has really always bothered me. In the 9th chapter of John, in verse 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Now who does God hear? Those that doeth his will. Read that again. That's hard to think about, isn't it? Matter of fact, you think of the fact that the world does, at least, that you can pray to God and anybody can and get things straightened out. But that verse tells us we must be a doer of his will. If he hears us. That's only one, you know. Another thing I think we could think of is that doing his will makes us a part of his family. You know, if we're doing God's will, it makes us a part of his family. That's an expression all we could read, I guess. Probably Mark would be the best one. In Mark, the 3rd chapter. Mark, the 3rd chapter, and Jesus here makes a play on that in verse 35. In verse 35, he says, "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother." Who's his brother and sister and mother? Those that do God's will. That do is hard. It's obey. And we must do it. Because we know we will be judged according to how we live and how we serve him and how we do his will. I want to read one more verse, and then I'll skip. I want to go to 2 Thessalonians. And in 2 Thessalonians, I think it's one of the really hard verses for people to read and understand. In the 1st chapter, the Christians there at Thessalonians was being suffered by a lot of persecution. And here it is made known to them what will happen. Look at verse 7 through verse 10. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two classes here. Those that know not God and those that who do not obey the gospel, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. What a thought. When Jesus comes back, everybody will be judged. First of all, those that know not God, and secondly, those who obey not the gospel. We must obey the gospel, and we must be doers of the word. We must be doers of that word. God's word. Must be, go back and read that verse again that we started with in chapter 7. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We must be doers. Are you a Christian? Have you obeyed the gospel? If not, we can help you here. If you need more teaching, we can do that. If you're ready to repent and be baptized, we can do that. If you've drifted away and need to come back and serve him, we can help you along that way. Would you come? Always stand and sing.